they would care for needy members of the community, making decisions about where welfare would go. They would deal with outsiders, which the village had to deal with, rather than let individuals deal with them. With local officials, the commune usually paid their bribes. With landlords, with schools, and the like. They decided in questions of internal law and justice. This was very important, of course, after emancipation, when the landlord's role as adjudicating problems in the village was no longer present. The commune now became the law, agency of law and order in the village. And of course, very importantly, as long before emancipation, the commune was in charge of deciding things about local land use. What work would be done in every field, when things would be planted, when they would be harvested, what you would grow, how you would fertilize. And it's worth remembering, peasants did not have private enclosed farms. Peasants owned or worked until they were redistributed strips of land spread through various large communal fields. And they had to work those strips in the same way as their neighbors working that field. The commune decided how work would be done. It also decided, as you know, to periodically redistribute those strips to make sure every family had enough to feed itself and every family had the right amount for the number of working hands they had. In all things, even beyond this, the village was a community. The commune was, in a way, representative of a whole set of values. Everything about the structures and activities of peasant life suggests that community wasn't just a fact, wasn't just a structure, it was indeed a central cultural value for peasants. This can be seen, for example, most vividly in how peasants enforced community moral norms, how they enforced social order, about law and justice in the village. I'll give you an example. In a province, Novgorod province, it happens, in the northern parts of Russia, a woman named Drosida Anisimova, just an ordinary peasant woman, was caught by a village policeman, who were hired to make sure everything was done according to the rules of the commune, was caught picking berries way out on the edge of the village before the time that the commune had said it was berry picking time. Wouldn't be fair if some individual went out and picked berries. She wanted to. She was grabbed. She was dragged into the village. A meeting of the assembly, the heads of household were called. Indeed, everybody often showed up at these sort of meetings, women and children. And the meeting of the assembly decided what her punishment should be, which was not arbitrary. It was completely in accord with custom. No one was surprised. They stripped her naked. They took that basket of berries she had collected and hung it around her neck. And then they paraded her up and down through the village street, accompanied by the entire community, which was banging on wash tubs and frying pans and ringing bells and shouting and humiliating her as best as they possibly could. Similar forms of peasant justice, sometimes called by historians rough music, were meted out to other types of offenders against the rules of the community. Women, for example, discovered on marriage not to be virgins. This was considered a communal issue, and women should be publicly shamed if this was discovered. Adulteresses were similarly publicly shamed, sometimes male adulterers, but less often. There was definitely a double standard. Petty thieves, not serious theft, not like horse thieves. We've talked about what was likely to happen to them, which was at the very least that they would be beaten to death. There was no tolerance for horse thieves. But if a peasant was caught stealing a rake from the front of another peasant's house or stealing an item of clothes hanging on a line, they would similarly be shamed in this public procession through the village. The point of all this should seem clear of this ritual. These were public ritual humiliations. This was what they were intended to do. And the purpose was clear, to remind individuals that they were less important than the community, that the community and its order and its moral norms had to come first. And this value of the community had a lot to do with how peasants understood what it was necessary to do to survive in a harsh world. It was a moral value, community, mores. It was also a pragmatic value. This order was needed, peasants felt, to survive in the very harsh conditions of their life, also to avoid conflict within the community.